Really proud of our football team, to say the least. Played awfully hard, you know, throughout the game. We played a good football team today, as you could see. They never gave up. They kept on fighting back, and you know, it takes 46 guys playing extremely hard to come away with a victory.
You really did. Your defense stepped up for you in the clutch.
Well, you know, we've been, since we've started OTAs, we've had a lot of guys, you know, working extremely hard, you know, throughout our practices, throughout our preseason games. It really didn't surprise me they played like they did today. We got somebody fined over there. You can leave that down the side. I'll get it down. But, yeah, they played extremely hard. We made a bunch of big plays out there, and obviously a lot of heroes out there today.
Is there anything that surprised
you going for the first time?
Oh, Robert did an unbelievable job for him to play the way he did first game in the National Football League. But, you know, with the poise that he played and some of the throws that he made. And just to execute the offense in this environment, and you can't hear the snap count. And we had the timing was a little off. We kind of bumped into the running back a couple of times. But, you know, they threw a lot at us, a lot of blitzes and, you know, very well-coached team. And to come away with the win and the way we played was a big plus for our guys.
Did you feel like the Saints defense was off balance because of what Robert was able to do with both his arms and his legs?
Well, I mean, that's what you try to do. You'll have to ask their defense, you know, for sure. But, you know, we have the option to do a lot of different things, trying to keep people off balance. That's what you try to do offensively. And obviously Robert presents a big problem because he can run the football. And you can see he can throw it and made some plays off schedule as well.
Quick passes for Robert early in the game. How much of that, obviously, by design, but also how much of that really served to calm his nerves down as the game went on?
Well, it's really not by design. You know, we really don't know what's going to happen until the defense plays. So we had running plays called, and all of a sudden they give us certain looks to take the running game away, and we threw a couple bubbles early, I think helped our timing. And, you know, that's what you need to do. And it's pretty impressive when a young guy comes in and plays with that composure, especially in an environment like this.
So he checked out of those plays then?
Early. No, it's at the line of scrimmage. You know, I'm not going to get into our offense, but it's not checked. It's just different adjustments you make during the game.
What's the deal with Pierre? What did he injure?
Pardon me?
Pierre didn't come back into the game?
You know, had a foot. The top of his foot was bothering him. Couldn't come in. The x-rays were negative, so that's a positive. But he was sore enough not to come back, which is, you know, disappointing because that was a heck of a catch and a heck of a run that he made.
He made three catches in the first five plays, and the 88-yard score. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't have a receiver do anything like that all last year. What did you think of what you saw from him?
I'm glad we got Pierre on our football team, to say the least. Yeah. He's been like that since we've gotten him. You know, he's a big play guy. You know, he's big and he's strong. He's 215 pounds. He's in that 4-4 range. He can block and he wants the football, and so we gave it to him early and made a number of big plays.
He's in key spots, quarterback, running back. Can you talk, and Alfred comes up 96, 97 yards, a couple short touchdown runs, about his performance too? You know, it's unusual probably to see that type of performance in one game by rookies, especially in their debut.
Well, Alfred came in, you know, you can see all the way through preseason, really had some great runs, you know, runs you don't normally see by rookies. So he earned the opportunity to start. And he took advantage of his opportunity. You know, this defense played well. They played extremely hard. Nothing was given to us. He had to earn everything he got. But I was really pleased, you know, with the way it turned out.
I think was under 50% accuracy today. What did you guys do defensively to limit his effectiveness?
Well, first of all, he's so good. I mean, it's amazing to me on some of the plays that he makes, even today. You know, playing from behind, his ability to stay poised and his footwork and looking at the field and being able to avoid the rush, but we played well enough to win. And you know, you've got to get some turnovers, and you've got to find a way to beat them, especially in this environment. And you got to do it as a team. You know, 46 guys got to play well.
Coach, you made an unusual situation to be facing a team without their head coach. Did you sense anything different from this team, or just facing a team with their head coach missing?
Well, the one thing that I think Sean has done is, you know, he's put in a structure that works. And you could see that as a football team. A very disciplined football team, very well coached. Offensively, you know, they're going to move the football against everybody. They'll be top offense again this year, or one of the top two or three. And you can see defensively, I think that I was very impressed with their defense. We made a couple big plays. I think we caught them off, maybe a little off balance doing some of the things we did. not getting a chance to see Robert do some of those things before, which obviously was to our advantage.
Mike, Aldrich Robinson was in your practice squad all last year, and then he comes out and has a pretty nice game. Just talk about what he was able to do.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've been a big Aldrich Robinson fan. But after the first game 2 years ago or in a preseason, he had like four fumbles. We were going to take the chance to put him on the practice squad. I was just praying that nobody would take him. And I think everybody could see his ability in the Chicago game with that one catch that he had and made some big plays today.
Mike, what about Billy Compton's performance today? A lot of touchbacks and field goals, obviously.
Well, you're always hoping. You're always hoping a guy comes through for you. And I thought he did a great job kicking off and and obviously some clutch kicks in there, and we needed every one of them. The one thing that was really amazing to me today that I haven't had happen is that Nick Sundberg broke his arm. And when we snapped that football, we got the punt blocked right before half. He broke his left arm, and he still finished the game snapping. So there's not a lot of guys that can snap with a broken arm, and, you know, showed you what type of warrior he was today.
Mike, is this the offense you envisioned when you took this job, or is it really maybe the best your offense has looked?
Well, this is a good start. You know, by no means do we play perfect, but, you know, I like the direction we're going. You know, we had some, you know, new pieces, you know, some skill that gave us a chance to get some big plays, and, you know, Robert not only executed the offense well, he had two or three plays that were off balance that only a great athlete can make and a guy that has his type of talent. So hopefully we can keep on getting better and better, and, you know, this is, you know, obviously a kickoff for us.
Mike, what did you think of Corey Lichtensteiger? It seemed like, I mean, he had a couple of holding penalties, but it seemed like he was kind of getting off the snap pretty good, kind of like how Corey was when he was healthy last year.
I think, you know, our offensive line played well. You know, it's really hard for me to tell until I look at all the, you know, take a look at the film relative to the running game and pass protection and really isolate on any one guy. But anytime you move the ball as well as we did, both in the running game and the passing game, you had to think collectively we did a pretty good job.
Mike, how much does this win set a tone for you guys coming off two last place seasons to come here and score 40 points against a division champion like them?
Well, I think our football team hopefully is mature enough and smart enough to know this is one football game. You know, we played a very good football team that probably last year at home was the best maybe in the history of pro football. And, you know, we could see that all the way through the offense, you know, through all the film study throughout the offseason. And we knew we had a great challenge. And to win, you had to control the tempo of the game. You had to you had to possess the ball quite a bit to beat a team like this. And we had a couple fourth-down plays that wound up, you know, working out for us. And, you know, you go for those against a team like that because, you know, you don't want to give Drew that many chances. So, and that worked out.
Mike, all the really good things Robert did today, what was the most impressive to you?
I just think the way he handled himself, you know, both in the game, on the sideline. You know, this is a long-term growing experience. And the first game of the year, usually you don't have like this, you know, especially in this type of environment. So for him to handle himself that way, and our guys to rally around him and, you know, take a lot of pressure off him was a good indication that we've got some strong character in this football game with this team. And guys obviously playing very hard.
You guys have gone 2-0 in season openers before this, but both at home. Does it mean anything more to you, the team, or anything more for, I guess, the future that you won not only again in week one, but in a hostile environment and on the road?
Well, I'm not even going to go back talk about the last 2 years because it really doesn't matter what happened 2 years ago. But this is a different football team. You know, I've been telling you that from day one. More character. We've got more skill. We lost Bernstein today with a knee injury. Obviously, you know, that's a setback. You don't want to have that. And obviously with Nick Sundberg, you know, you got to go and have guys step up. And, you know, it's the nature of the game. But guys have got to realize this is one game, and I think we're mature enough to know that.
Do you know how serious the Bernstein injury is yet?
Yeah, he'll be out. I know it's a serious knee injury. Don't know yet what it is, but he'll be out.
What went through your decision to have Rex inactive?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I always think that being active for a quarterback is probably the best experience he can have. And I thought Cousins needed that experience to know that he's the next guy to go in. I thought he played well enough in preseason to have that opportunity. I got a lot of confidence in Rex as well. But for Cousins to have the type of preseason that he had, I told him, you know, to get ready. You know, if Robert did go down, I got enough confidence in you that, you know, you can play at a very high level. And that doesn't take anything away from Rex. If Robert did go down, I believe in both guys.
Mike, from
wearing down at the end of the game? Looked like those couple of runs, he was a little bit sluggish. Did you?
Yeah. I just wanted to put him through a situation and see how tough he was and see if he could handle it, and he did. I was really pleased with how he handled himself coming off the sidelines. A lot of times, guys got big eyes, and the game wasn't too big for him, so that's always a big plus for a rookie. Anything else?
Run in the second half, it looked like. You had a much more effective second half.
Well, normally with, running teams, usually you're hoping to wear people down, especially with zone blocking schemes. Usually your best quarter is the fourth quarter. And if you really believe in the run, you can wear people down, and hopefully good things will happen in the future as well.
All right.
Okay.